I am sitting at the counter and the man behind the bar says he is hot to the bar. And he's standing on the sidewalk and his shoes, they don't fit right. And he has a funny haircut, but I say hello because I am that kind of nice person. Do 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 do. And the woman in the window, she is wearing a big dress. And I'm drinking some hot coffee, and I can't believe it's almost July. And the man behind the counter says, hey, I think I saw you somewhere. Don't you live out in the county? And I said, well, that's what I've heard. And I've got a bunch of friends and we all come down to drink lots of milkshakes and sometimes we put ice in our coffee. Do 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 do. And we always tip the bartenders. Yes, we always tip the bartenders.
Okay. Now, for those of you that never saw REM back in 1981, this is what it was like.
Yeah. We were a lot uglier then.
Welcome to the REM Ring Podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and we are going to be playing some REM songs for you today. We're going to lead off with a song from 2003's Best of Tour. In fact, it was like the promo stuff afterward. It was at the Avalon Hollywood Theater in Hollywood, California. The song is Life and How to Live It. Now, my opinion, I thought that their inclusion of Life and How to Live It on the Around the Sun tour was probably one of the best decisions that the band made in that particular tour, because I thought that the song itself was a great representation of the polarization that was occurring in America at that time. I do hope you enjoy this tune. I think this is one of the better tracks of the Avalon show, and again, it's Life and How to Live It.
My carpenter's out and running about, parking and the
All right, the next track is Sitting Still, and this was taken from the Strand Cabaret in Marietta, Georgia in July of 1982. A lot of people look at this particular show and is looking at one of the tracks, Perfect Circle, which they performed, and they had used the drum machines. This track, I think, is a lot of times overlooked, and I'm not going to really go into much detail here. However, I would, you know, when you listen to it, you obviously hear that it's a little different. They slow down the tempo just a little bit at the beginning, and I think it's pretty neat. In fact, I don't think they ever performed the song quite like this. At least there's no recordings out there that I'm aware of. But anyway, enjoy it, Sitting Still, from the Strand Cabaret. New in REM camp? Well, the first thing that's new is the band has made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, I know a lot of you have been sitting eagerly at the and biting your fingernails over this, but in my opinion, I just think it's complete rubbish. I mean, I'm happy for the band and everything, that's great, but don't tell me that this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is all what it's cracked up to be. You know, first, I think it's just a lot of industry insiders that have basically decided to throw a party for themselves, and I don't know. I mean, paying $20,000 to view REM, or to, you have to, you know, submit like $100 just to be involved in a raffle. I mean, I think that's ridiculous, and the people that are involved in this are just out to make money and nothing else. So maybe I'm being a little bit cynical here, but just, I think people just have to be realistic in thinking that this is like the end of their apex of their career. You know, the band's apex of their career is there's probably been so many, and I think this is just, this ain't one of them. Sorry if people disagree with me, but I think it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I might as well start up a Hall of Fame and put REM in, because I think that a Remring Hall of Fame would probably make more sense than a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, I think that Johnny Rotten said it best when he says that, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is where rock stars go to die. You know, it's more of a soap opera, as we see this year. We have Van Halen, and who's going to be the lead singer? And you know, there's been CCR who went a couple years ago, and you know, half the band didn't show up because they weren't invited by Fogerty to play. And you know, it's like, you know, I could watch Days of Our Lives if I want soap operas. And you know, with a lot of these bands, they all hate each other, and you know, it's all about money, it's all about in greed and something else. And yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I'll turn in and begin, because Bill Berry will be there, or maybe I won't, based on the fact that it might not even be on television, because I guess VH1 has is not showing it this year. But you know, I'll just I'll watch it, but I'm not going to look in and say this is the best moment of their careers, because you know, I realize that, you know, this, it just doesn't mean anything. It's just to sell records. So, getting on to the next track, I think that the next track is "Here I Am Again." Yeah, and this is, you can choose which of the it's from the one of the Borderline shows that REM performed. I can't remember off the top of my head. I chose a song list before a couple days ago, but it's one of the two, and it features Michael Stipe and Billy Bragg, and well, some backup musicians just playing some guitar, I think. Maybe not. I have to pull out my video of this, but I actually prefer this. This is one of my favorite tracks that Stipe does, and I hope you enjoy it.
Grow up every day. someone to say, say hello.
In my opinion, the last, I thought, great tour that the band's done. I mean, I don't count the best of, because I think it's just the best. It's just a recap. But I thought the Up tour was a very unique tour. It was smaller. The whole issue with when Stipe would play solo guitar, I thought was sort of a neat little add-on to the show. And then, also, I thought the song selection, for the most part, was pretty good. This particular song, I thought, was the best that they ever, the best song of the shows. It was actually Peter's favorite song as well, Sweetness Follows. And I think they just added so much to this song that it was something that I actually revisited after going to a couple of performances and said, this is a really amazing song. I mean, it was probably underrated as far as on my list of REM songs are concerned, but this is just a beautiful song. I think this is from Werchter. So when I made this whole podcast list, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the shows, or I did it a couple days ago, and so I'm trying to remember which of the shows I picked this from. This was either Werchter or I think it might have been Camden, but I think the Werchter one was a little better. The other good performance of this was Montreux Festival. They did that, that one also was a soundboard. So anyway, here you go, Sweetness Follows.
To bury your father and your mother, what did you think when you lost the other? I always wondered, why did we bother? Distance from the other. Oh,
together, lost in our little lives. Oh, oh, sweetness, Father.
The next one that we're going to play is, what is that, Kohotek or Kohotek. I should learn how to say that. This one was actually from the Page Auditorium in 1984. I actually played around and I think I slowed it down just a tad compared to the version that's on the LP, which is a little fast. So this is this never gets played actually. Or never did, so it should be pretty interesting. Enjoy.
Talk to you. close your door. At least it's something you've left behind. Like a hotel, shoot down. Michael, build it well. Michael, tear it down. With one step.
This is South Central Rain that they played at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City for the Up Promo Tour in 1998. Taken, I think, a Fed right from an FM feed that they had live here, I think, on WXRT. So hopefully you enjoyed this as well.
Thank you. Well, proving that we're as sorry now as we always have been, here's a song called South Central Rain. We hope you like it.
Washed away, the city. new band. We don't think of ourselves as the same band anymore. Not only because Bill isn't with us, but because just a lot of our outlooks are different. And I think that shows up on the new record, and hopefully will continue to show up.
You know, I believe that objectivity in music doesn't exist, and that being that my opinion is going to differ from yours and your friends and your parents and et cetera. This is the only time you really can have objective feelings is when you calculate everybody's feelings and say, okay, from everybody's feelings, if is something good or bad, rather than looking at something strictly from my own point of view. Like, for instance, Rotten Tomatoes is a good website to objectively look at whether or not critics like or dislike a movie. A movie that's rated 95% means that 95% of the critics that are on that site or whose reviews are being posted there are good, and only 5% are bad. That's a pretty objective look. However, each one of those opinions in, you know, every article there is subjective. And I look at that same way with music. And I, one of the things that I really get upset about is that when you hear a review or something like that, and they say, oh, you're not being objective enough. You know, and I say to myself, you can't be. It's impossible to be, because you know what? If you are, then you're not finding any emotion in music, and you're looking at it as like some mathematical standard. Music isn't like that. Now, where am I trying to lead with this? I think that's what, if you read my site or if you read anything there, you have to realize that things would get pretty boring if I just wrote, well, they played this song, they played that song, because anybody can do that. That's nothing, and you really need to treat this as I always say, it's like a train wreck, because it's only what I feel, and a lot of the stuff, anything that I write is thoughts or emotions that go through my head, and there, any reviews can be a little different because it's all going to touch me a little different. I guess one of the reviews that did was this recent October 31st, 1983 show that they played, where it was a surprise performance that they played under the moniker and Crawled from the South. And that's where this next song comes from that show. The song is DOA, and this is R.E.M. covering Blood Rock. And we're going to sort of end the show that with this track, and I do hope you enjoy this as much as I did.
This is the worst song ever written by man. It's got words. You can buy this lyric sheet after the set for $5 or less. Something in the air.
Happy holidays.